jokes for Thanksgiving. Now, even though Thanksgiving, we're going to have a Thanksgiving service this next coming week, but just so you're ready Thanksgiving Day to have some jokes. So what do you call a running turkey? Fast food. Stan, you can use that one. What happened to the turkey that got into a fight? It got the stuffing knocked out of him. That's a good one. And why did the police arrest the turkey? It was suspected of foul play. Anyway, let's open up this morning in prayer. We're going to be looking at Matthew 25, and for whatever reason, I gave it a title this morning. We're talking about the parable of the talents. And when I saw the parable of the talents, I was like, okay, what can we name? I decided it's going to be the talent show. There's no reason why the message is named talent show. I just kind of looked good on paper. I was like, talent show. Okay, so so the message title is talent show. But we're going to pray this morning. Father God, as we sang this morning, Lord, the words that caught my attention this morning was this, and this is how I want to be known, Lord, that the grave holds no body, but that power is in me. And Lord, that spoke to me this morning, that your spirit, who raised Jesus, our Savior, from the dead, lives and is housed inside of us. That to me, Lord, spoke to me of how amazing that is, that the Creator God of the universe that raised our Savior from the dead lives in each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, we pray that that Spirit that lives in us this morning will speak to us. Help us, Lord, as a church. Help us to love each other. Help us to reach out to meet lost people and the needs that are around us, because, Lord, you live within us, and that is all the power that we will ever need, Lord. Speak to us this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. Matthew 25. We're going to be starting in verse 14. Once I get my glasses out. Correct. Matthew 25, 14 through 30. We're going to read that. I'm going to read it all the way through. Again, it will be, and Jesus is speaking, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. Jesus says, to one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went out at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5 and said, Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. So I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came and said, Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. So I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come, share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received one talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on the deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The parable of the talent. And don't get me wrong on this. It wasn't planned because we have a budget meeting after the service. That didn't even dawn on me when I pulled this out. But I specifically pulled this out because what we discussed the last couple weeks before I left, well, we talked about the gifts of the Spirit and what has been given to us as gifts from the Spirit, and looking at those talents and what and how are we using them. And that's kind of where I wanted to look at and pull that out. So it wasn't about specific money, but Scripture is clear and talks a lot about money. And this passage right here talks a lot about what's given to us. And I wanted to kind of look at an example this morning. So there is a man who's a self-made multi-billionaire. And I wanted to look at him because the world knows this man as such a savvy and smart, great investor and businessman. His name's Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett. And when I'm not looking at any of his social responsibilities or whatever his thoughts are, I'm purely looking at Warren Buffett as an investor and a businessman, taking the talents that he had and where he's at today. So from as a young boy, so Warren Buffett, you all heard of Warren Buffett, right? Okay. At age 11, he bought 3 shares of stock. So at age 11, he started to buy stocks. And actually, they said at 6, he was like selling, going door to door, selling bubble gum and selling Coca-Cola door to door. At 6 years old, Warren Buffett. And he wasn't super wealthy as a family, although his dad was a congressman at one point. But anyhow, at age 15, Warren made more than $175 a month delivering newspapers. So at 15, he was delivering newspapers. And in high school, he invested in a business owned by his dad. So he was investing in high school into other businesses already. He invested in a business owned by his father and bought a 40-acre farm that was worked by other farmers in high school. This businessman, so he's taken a talent. And if you look at Warren Buffett's life, looked at a talent, would he be the man that was given, if I was this master, I had 5 talents, I'd be giving them to Warren Buffett and saying, go make it happen, right? So that's what Warren Buffett was doing. He bought the land when he was 14 years old, and he had people work for it. He bought it out of his own savings for $1,200. Good deal. Today, Warren Buffett runs Berkshire Hathaway. Actually, I think he just stepped down and somebody else is running it now. But it owns dozens of companies, including Geico, Duracell, Dairy Queen, See's Candy. He owns a bunch of holdings within his holding group of his companies. And his net worth today is over $118 billion. $118 billion. The talents that he had, and this is where I want to look at, he's invested his entire life working for the dollar. The dollar. Warren Buffett, I believe, 93 years old. I don't know if he's a believer or not, but man, I pray for the man's soul, right? Because you can work your entire life, and he accumulated $118 billion, and he's 93, 94 years old, and is he going to take that with him? No. It's going to stay right here in as a dollar, maybe converted to another currency, maybe converted to gold or something else, but it's going to stay right here on this planet. And he cannot take it with him wherever he goes. Warren Buffett, though, was a smart businessman who invested a talent and grew that talent and grew that talent and grew that talent until he's 93 years old and is a multi-billionaire. Now, so we step back and we look at this parable that Jesus gave of this talent, and we look at not from the way of money from that perspective, but looking 100% now at our talents given to us as believers. What are we doing? What have we done? Because our time, and I told you before, I believe our time is short, and it could be tomorrow when the Lord comes, or it could be 2,000 years from when the Lord's going to come, but the time is short in the universal perspective. So the gifts of the Spirit were given. Verse 14 says, What have you been given? What have you been entrusted with? As we went through and looked at and pulled out some of the gifts that we have looked at for ourselves, we took the survey. You say, okay, some of these gifts, yeah, I have a gift of wisdom, or I have the gift of encouragement. I have the gift of prophecy, or whatever that may be. What have you been entrusted with? What have I been entrusted with? So when we look at that, that's the talents we're looking at. What has the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ given us as our talents? That's what we've been entrusted with. So what is our ability? Is it to encourage? Is it to give financially? Is it to help others, whatever that may be? And then looking at verses 16 through 19, are you working? What are we doing to work that profitability of that talent? Does that make sense? So if we've been given a talent of encouragement, if we've been given a talent to help other people, how are we working that talent to do what Warren Buffett did, to take $1,200, even before that, to take $1,200 and invest that and turn that into multi-billions of dollars? How are we doing that for our love for Jesus Christ within our life, for other people to see who Jesus Christ is, what he has done for us? How are we taking those talents to make that profitable? That's what we're going to be looked at the end of our life. Not how much money we made. Jeff, hey, you made a really good deal over here, but man, you were a real idiot over here. Look how much money you lost. Which, I've made money and I've lost money and I've lost more money and I've lost more money than I've never, you know how it is. But we can also say, hey, let's go back and say, for all of us, so many times we look at our money situation because we know how to invest. We look at our 401ks. We look at our retirement accounts. We look at all this stuff. What are we looking at on our talents that we're investing into our church, into our families' lives, into our neighbors' lives, into our the school down the road, whatever it may be? What are our talents that we're using to profit for the Lord? Or are we a hole digger? Are we a Warren Buffett when it comes to our spiritual world? Or are we a hole digger? Well, you know what? I got my salvation. I don't want to step out. I don't want to offend somebody. I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. I don't want to step across the line. I don't want to give biblical direction or instruction. I don't want to tell someone about Jesus because I don't want to offend somebody. Or I'm too scared. My one son, who you heard speak the other week, he's not here today. He had a meeting, and down in the Carolinas, I think, this past week. And it was with a Christian businessman, a distributor of some type of something. And as they sat there, and he knew he was a Christian because they talked before, and as they were sitting there, this guy was in his 60s, and my son was sitting there, and that they were at this restaurant. And he said, well, let me pray for our food, Jansen said. And the guy said, whoa, no, don't pray here. I don't want people to know I'm a Christian. And he was like, what? You know, a 60-year-old guy who's more concerned about his looks on the outside that he's not a Christian. Why? So where was his talents? Where is his investment? It wasn't for his talents for the Lord, was it? He's looking 100% at his bank account. What's in his pocket? Jesus is telling us from this parable, where are our talents? Romans 14, and we'll get into this, because at some point, what you will show when it's time, what will you show when it's time to settle your account? At some point, when you go to the bank, you go to the window, you have money in there to make a withdrawal, or you don't. When it's time to settle your account, what are you going to show? Romans 14:12 says this. You can turn there. I'm just going to read it to you. Because this, I use this a lot in my own mental world. Really, because it's kind of really an overview of everything that should be in our brain. At least it's my brain. I have it on my wall. I have it different places to keep my mind on this verse right here. Romans 14:12 says this. So then, I always say to me, so then, Jeff, each of us will give an account of himself to God. So then, Beth, give an account to God. So then, Atlee, you give an account to God. Tom, same. All of us. Cookie, all of us. Each one of us, as Romans says, unless I'm reading that wrong, so then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. What are we doing with our talents? Have we told our neighbors about Jesus Christ? Have we called up a family member and said, hey, I know you're going through a hard time. Can I pray for you? Some simple things that we can do with the talents we've been given, because when it's time to settle the accounts, that's the question. Where are we going to end up on this matter? Are we going to be a Warren Buffett? Which I pray and hope that as we grow as a church, that this church becomes more of a Warren Buffett church. That sounds weird, doesn't it? Not a Warren Buffett church. But from the perspective of how he invested his talents and his knowledge on how to make money, I pray that this church will do the same thing, not just with money, but with the talents we've been given. And so many times we say, man, look at our church, Jeff. We've been through some hard times. The pews are just not packed in here anymore. Okay, who cares? What are our talents? What's your talent? Right, Gil? What's your talent? I don't care if you're 94 years old, and I don't care if you're 15 years old. We all have talents given to us by the Holy Spirit that fill us, that we need to be telling other people. Because our talents, just like Warren Buffett made money, our talents are to what? Our talents are to continue to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. That salvation is through Jesus Christ only. And that we are to live for Him, and we're supposed to tell our neighbors and our friends. And here we are in Thanksgiving, right? And what are we thankful for? And look at the blessings we have. Now I'm down a rabbit trail. But look at the blessings we have. Look at poor Israel and poor Palestine, people that have been battling for centuries. And many people of those are innocent. And a time of the year, people are living across death. And here we are in America with, and I'm talking about a guy who's made billions of dollars. And there's people across the world that have nothing. And there's people across the world that have nothing to eat. And that they're dying, their loved ones are dying, and they don't know Jesus Christ. What are our talents? So, when we give account, are we going to hear, "You're a good and faithful servant"? I pray that we can hear that. I pray that when we die, and I pray that we can be known as people and then also as a church of, well done, good and faithful servant. So what can we do to increase our profits, and how does that look? Luke, I'm going to jump into here real quick. Luke chapter 12. They're going to start in verse 16. Verse 12, verse 16. Bear with me. Jesus speaking again, and he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Man, this guy had a bumper crop. Wow, look at all this harvest I just made. Look at the talents I have to increase. He got all these crops. Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and I'll build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I will say to myself," man, this guy talks a lot about himself, doesn't he? "And I will say to myself, you have plenty of goods, good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry." That's what the guy was thinking to himself. Verse 20, "But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then you will get what you have prepared for yourself. This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for themselves but is not rich toward God." Our talents given to us from the Spirit aren't geared for us. They're not geared for me, me, me. Just like that man thought, me, me, me. I made a whole bunch of money and it's geared for me, me, me. You go back to Warren Buffett. I'm sure he's taken good care of himself. I know if you look at some of his, as a business guy, he's made a lot of money. He's also said, "I'm going to give a lot away. I'm just going to give money out to help homeless people and help others." There's some stuff he gives to that I do not agree with, like getting into that, because the guy is helping people at the same time. So I'll leave it at that. But what are we doing? This guy here in Luke that we see, he's made this money. He's helped people. No, he hasn't helped people. It's all about himself. So when we talk about the Spirit and the talents that we've been given, for us that the Spirit has put into us, those talents are to help what? To help other people. To help those around us. To help in this church. To grow and reach lost people. That's those talents. Because remember when we went back and talked about the Holy Spirit, it was to what? To direct people to Jesus Christ and to promote the truth. That's the job of the Spirit. So as we are given those gifts, how are we investing those gifts now, those talents? And we get down to the talent show. It's not about show, but it's about the talents we've been given. How are we using those talents? That's my question as you think about this week and you think about Thanksgiving. As people, we need to invest those talents. As a church, we need to invest those talents. We need to be praying for this church. We need to be praying for lost people. We need to be praying that the Spirit will work in people's hearts. Are we willing to invest? Are we willing to make changes and reach out and encourage others to reach the next generation? To reach the next, the culture? Let's face it, cultures are always changing, aren't they? Just like the investor Warren Buffett. When he was out selling bubble gum at 6 years old door to door, he's not doing that today, is he? No, why? Because it's all changed. Things change all the time. Just as an investor changes his process on how he invests money, churches need to change that same way on how to reach the culture around us. Our doctrine doesn't change. Just like Warren Buffett's mentality of how to make money hasn't changed. It's buy cheap, sell high. That's the doctrine of making money, right? Buy cheap, sell high, get a profit. Doctrine of salvation, doctrine of the church hasn't changed either. Jesus Christ died for our sins. He's our only way to get to God. And that's the reason he says, follow me. Follow my word. That hasn't changed. Same thing. But our thought process and how that happens has to change, just like it does with investing. Are we willing to invest to reach other people to follow the gospel with our talents? Are we there? Am I there? Because I know for me, and you're talking, if you talk to me and you know me, I love business, and sometimes I can get caught up on, man, I can make this deal happen. And sometimes I have to walk away from stuff that, like, I need to concentrate on this more. I mean, there's nothing wrong with making money. It's a blessing. It can help many people. But our talents, we need to remember, how can we reach the lost heart, the lost soul? Down 23, how can we reach these people? Are we willing to invest in that? That's my question. Are we willing to invest as people the talents we've been given for this community? I think you are. This church has been here how many years? How many years have this church been here? 57. But before that, from what I understand, the historical documents that Esther has given me, which is awesome. I love the history. Out here in this corner, there was like a wood frame that they found when they excavated, which was the first church, wasn't it? Is that what the document said, I think? Esther doesn't even know, but I know because I love the history of it. So from what I understand is when the furnace was running, operational, maybe before, you know, Benjamin Franklin time, there was a church here built on a wood structure. From what I understand, if I read that document right, right out here in the corner that they excavated up, and that was, they were scared, the pots lady who owned the furnace, they were scared when the circuit rider preacher came in here because they thought the guys at the furnace were going to kill the poor man. And that was in that document. That's how long this church has been here. Let's invest. Let's invest for people down 23. Let's invest for people up 23. Let's invest for going over here into the park, towards the park and over here to Nat Mill. Because our talents, how are we using our talents? That's all where I want to be. That's where I want to see this church. I would love to see people coming in here that don't know Jesus, that might be rough all around the edges. Because why? Because they don't know who Christ is, and they're searching, and they want to know who Jesus is, and they want to know how, what's my purpose? What am I doing here on this planet? That's our talent. That's where I want to invest our talents. Let's pray this morning. Lord God, once again, Lord, I lift up Gil over here. Pray for him. Just give him a sense of healing this morning, Father. Lord, I just pray for our talents. I pray for this church, Lord. Lord, you know that sometimes we have to do things different, and Lord, I think we're willing to do it. Lord, I pray that you help us as a church to just really get the vision of what our talents are, what you have given to this church specifically to meet the needs that are all around us right now. Not 50 years from now or not 50 years before, but right now to meet people where they are in our community. Lord, give us that wisdom. I pray for that, Lord, because you are the giver of wisdom, and I pray that you'll give us that wisdom. Lord, I just thank you for everybody in this church. I thank you for the people and the families prior that have passed or moved on or whatever that have invested financially into this church and have and also with their spiritual talents, Lord. Lord, help us to be a church. Help us to remember and think of the same type of investment that people do financially is the same type of investment that we need to be doing spiritually. But it's even more so because we're talking eternity of our life, of our souls, not just dollars. Help us to remember that. Help us and keep us encouraged in that, in our minds, in our hearts. And I pray for that. Lord, I thank you for all that you do for us. I thank you for Thanksgiving. And I pray for blessings for all of us with our families this Thanksgiving. In your name we pray. Amen.